Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing. Do this thing. Do this thing.
Entertainment. I want to also introduce our host,
and wonderful David Arnett Cherry, and the things that he will be doing around the city of Portland, Oregon today. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Hey. It's so good to hear your voice.
It's
a little sleepy this morning, but it's okay.
But you know what I think about that? It's the wonderful thing about this podcast. You can sit around in the office and still be on the radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
good.
That's
funny. I'm doing a performance today for the Maya Angelou Writers Guild, and so I'm focusing on poetry today.
Cool.
And so you don't know the music that I have, but basically I just like to read something from Maya Angelou because she's such a great writer, and you are a great writer too. And a poet yourself, but she said the thing to do is, it seems to me, to prepare yourself so you can be a rainbow in somebody else's cloud.
Wow.
Somebody who may not look like you may not call God the same name you call God. If they call God at all, I may not dance your dance or speak your language, but be blessings to somebody. Thanks, what I think. I don't know. That's like the most abstract thing. Maya Angelou, but I didn't read it right. And then she said, you may not control all the events that happens to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. There's so many. I mean, I've just been looking at quotes. And that reminds me of you because strong black women, they just strong. They gonna voice their opinion, and they have this sting, just like Hummingbird, you know. Just watch Hummingbird go.
Well, she has learned the art of finesse. But that I haven't acquired just yet. But I'm getting there. But I'm more of I'm very open minded. I'm very straightforward. Mm-hmm. I try to be. You know, I try not to be insulting, but sometimes I do be insulting, and sometimes I don't even know, and then sometimes it's on purpose. Usually if it's on purpose, it's already sniped, and you already know that, okay, she's doing me. But I wish that I could hold a candle to her. I love the way she thinks her folks, and
that's what the black women, you can do that sometimes, because...
Yes,
you know, blacks, she said, a wise woman wishes to be no one's enemy. A wise woman refuses to be anyone's victim. That's some heavy stuff.
That's you, Hummingbird.
You know, that's you.
Perfect.
So I'm going to get you going this morning.
Well, thank you. You're going to be where is this located, and can anybody come to it, or is this a closed event?
You just have to go to a Maya Angelou quotes, and she got a bunch of quotes. So
go
online and do it. The performance is with the group that she had all over the country, different writers' guild. Call it the Writers Guild that she set up in different areas in the country. Portland, Linnea, I think her name is Linnea. And basically she runs the one here, Linnea Woodrow. And so now they get together people who write books, and they just writers and stuff like that. And then they have put out their books, so I'm performing. So
So it's an open
like
venue?
Official, huh?
It's an open venue. Anyone can come?
Yeah, yeah. It's a free thing because it's a book signing and everything. So I'm performing some music. Huh?
Where's it going to be? Where is it going to be? What address? You know, that may be people listening to you guys in Portland, Oregon, that may want to come out.
Yeah,
and
it's at PCC. It's at PCC, which is the Portland City College. That's
cool.
Where it's going to be and stuff like that. But it's interesting because she's so incredible because, like, I think I talked to you about that, is that she was a part of the Langston. She went to Langston, but she's here now. But then she was a part of that, knowing the debate team and the cat. I still didn't do my research, so sorry, everybody. But I think Denzel did the debate thing, whatever, but she was there. She was there, you know, that period and stuff like that. And she was,
just to work with her and to have met her would have been awesome to me. And so you were able to meet her as well?
Yeah, because she's running this thing. And it's so funny because she's a piano player. She's a brilliant piano player. So, I mean, she's brilliant. You know, it's scary when I meet piano players because they're so brilliant. And I say, okay, maybe I can get to that level one day. You know, but when you see people just play and then they say, I'm not a player. And I say, dang, you're bad. You know.
That's cool.
Just like you, you know, when you got on piano, you're a bad piano player. I wish I could do that. Can I get a little bit of that?
We're not talking here. You know, we're not doing a hobby that's a bad good. I was really bad, like bad. Ooh, very suck.
No, you're good. You're really good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Place your finger right there. See the white, the black, the white.
But see, that's in our minds of creativity. What is creativity when you got it in your mind that, okay, this is the way it is, but then somebody can get on the piano like yourself and just play something, and it's the most brilliant thing. It's so simple because that's what you feel. That's what it is. And so that's what when I teach and everything, that's what you want to have.
You
got me on. But let me go through. So you're on the Organic Nation Listening Club. I'm going to come at you because I'm looking at poetry and Maya Angelou and everything. So who I'm going to go to, we're going to come back to that. But let's go to the music and then come back. I'd like to get to some music and then let you come back to a subject that you want to talk about because hummingbird is always have something. So let me get to the music and then let hummingbird, after you hear the music, she's going to come back at you hard. Organic Nation Listening Club, here we go.
Survivor, yes, the black survivor. got everything. Some people got nothing. Some people got hopes and dreams. Some people got ways and means.
Survivors. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. I like that.
We are the survivors. Bob Marley. Bang.
Good job. Good job. That was
you
good.
Know.
Anytime
wow.
You think of something that's going to be thought provoking, and you want to put music with it, always throw Bob Marley on here. Always bring something to you. Wow, that was,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
That was great.
I'm Black Survivor. I mean,
yeah,
because,
right.
See, when I took my first tour, so I'm talking about now, when I met Jim Pepper, I just did something on him. But when we traveled on the buses and stuff, we did the whole survival, track. All the time. It was on the, you know, as we traveled. And then I got to see Bob Marley before he passed away in Paris and stuff like that. But the music, he was a prophet also to me, you know, because he was talking about the situation from me, from, I don't know. So I think he was a great prophet. A lot of the scats, and then he died. Early.
Wow.
So I have a, but when you hear that sting, we're the survivors, the Black survivors. That's heavy.
I believe so. I think even though that song was made years ago, it is still present to this day. That every day we are surviving. It is amazing how, as more the world changes and technology grows, it remains the same in the society level of how certain sets of people and the other certain set of people, while we have not evolved with the time. Yeah, you see a little glimpse of it here or there, but it's still the same old racism, hatred, bigotry, you know, and now we're getting, now with all of this convoluted way of living with the, and I don't want to offend anyone, and I know that's how the world makes it. I have very good close friends that are homosexuals or transgender, if you want to call it. But with everything that we have now muddled down, first we were doing the melting pot years ago. I remember when I was in school. Now, you guys, I'm telling my age a little bit, because we didn't have the computers during the time we were in school. So I remember teaching when I was learning government. I kind of liked government. And I remember them telling about the melting pot. I remember the melting pot was just people of different people from different countries all thrown in one place to make a society. Now, our melting pot comes where the genders, because now you have the different people from different countries with different ways of living and thoughts and beliefs and everything like that. They bring their beliefs and thoughts here. On top of that, you got your homegrown people like our transgender and those people, and then you throw them in that mixing pot. So with all that's going on and everything that's going on, it boggles the mind that we still have so much hatred about everybody. Some of the blacks don't like the blacks because some blacks are niggers. Most black people, we know the difference between a black and a nigger. I want to say this out loud. So anyway, there are black people and there are niggers, but there are niggers in every nationality. If you get the real definition of what a nigger is, well, if I look that up in Webster, he died. So you got all of this that's happening. You got all of the craziness that's happening. And I have found out, David, that I know I have been living in my own bubble. When I was just out of my bubble a couple of weeks ago, I realized, really? What? I need to get out. You got to be kidding me. I have lost touch. Normally, I'm pretty in with my grandkids and all what they going through. And, you know, you got to know what your children are doing and what's being said and stuff. But, child, I'm lost for words. So I was thinking about, and I know you probably don't know about this because you live in a bubble too, but I got to say this. Have you seen the men rockers? You know what a rocker is? You remember when we were young, David? Remember the little girls used to wear the little rockers? Do you remember those?
No, I don't know.
You don't. See?
Okay, you said what? Walkers or what?
Rockers. R-O-M-P-E-R-S. Rockers.
No.
Little girls used to wear them when I was young. Then they, remember the kula? Remember the kula? Remember the kula the girls used to wear? Jeez.
No.
Wow. So I tell you, you were a sheltered child. You were probably open.
I guess. I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay,
or maybe I would know
maybe,
if I seen it, but I don't know.
Maybe it's not.
I'm
maybe,
just
maybe
saying, I don't know
name.
What that
right.
was called and everything.
Right.
Maybe
it's
there.
Know what it is, but you don't know what it's called. But it's a whole piece, but it's short. You know, you get it on, it's like a one piece, but it's a short set, not a set.
Yeah.
A whole piece, and it's zipped up the front or buttoned up the front, right? I should have had you look that up so I could joke with you and say, I'm going to buy you one. See what you're going to say about it. But see, I said, I'm going to buy you one. You just make it sound good because you don't know what it is. And I'll be tagging you up. So I don't do that. When you get off the phone, I want you to pull it up and I want you to put a romper. And it is a sad change.
Rompers. You said romper. What is
romper?
Okay, so tell me about what rompers really is. Tell me.
That's exactly what they are. What I was telling you is a whole piece, but they're short. And they used to wear when I was young, and so now they have adult rompers for female and men is wearing it now. And I just think that is one of the ugliest and gayest stuff. Sorry, you guys, those that are straight, I wish you stay out of them. We got
so men are wearing rompers now?
Black girl, yes.
And so they're gay, pretty much.
I know.
Or not gay.
See, that's my point.
That's the sound. Attract the woman because the woman say, "Oh, you wearing rompers?"
No, why would that attract the woman?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you know, okay, why would you wear that?
Because it's the new thing. Just like there's a lot of new things that people are doing, but this is my thing. We got to be able to differentiate between the straight men and the gay men now. The gay men can put on the rompers because they want to be girls anyway. So they put the rompers on.
But the regular guys
will
put it on because they want to catch the woman or whatever.
We don't know what, huh?
I say with the, you're not gay, but then you see the style, so
yeah,
you do that to catch the woman.
They're
I don't know.
Gay.
What is that?
They're not gay. They're not gay.
Yeah. So,
then,
so, but it attracts the women you put on that stuff now, right?
Why
that's what you're saying?
Women? No.
I don't know. I mean, you know. I don't know. I'm just trying to track it.
I said what I was saying. I said right out of my mouth what I was saying. There was no if, and, or but about what I was saying. If you are straight, stay out. You need to be able to tell the truth. If you're gay, you go well, don't get in because you want to be a girl anyway. But if you're a straight man, don't well. Stay out of them. It don't make sense. We need to know the difference between our gay man and our straight man. It's a little difficult now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I love my gay friends. You know, I love them. They are
you love what? You say?
My gay friends. I love my gay friends.
No, but then you like black men who's going to be straight up. And then all of a sudden you are straight up with me. So you like black men. I mean, men who's going to be men and be straight up with you. Is that
can you hear me okay?
I just had a question, huh?
Oh, you can hear me though, right? Can you hear me okay? Because I want to make sure you hear me.
We're streaming, so I just said that you like black men who's going to be straight up with you. That, you like black men, and somebody who's going to be straight up and not going to be.
We're not talking about
so
men.
That's what I'm on the air. We're on Organic Nation Listening Club. We counting down.
That's
but,
right.
Hummingbird said that it's a lot of problems out there that she, you know, so that's good. That's good.
That's
really
I
good.
Was wondering to say
that so you have a couple of words before I go to the music and stuff like that. So what everything you said, what would you say right now?
I want you guys to have a wonderful finished weekend and straight men, stay out of those rockers. And we're
that's
gonna
beautiful.
To
you all.
You guys safe. You guys have a safe weekend. Talk to you next weekend.
You have a couple of more seconds, so.
Well, I want you to go in and give a little thought out because I want you. To
No. You have a couple of more seconds, so.
Oh.
So, what you were saying. What you were saying, you have about 5 minutes. So
you have five minutes
to talk about what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, but you know, you got 5 minutes to say it, but you got 20 minutes worth of talking. So So I just want everyone to, and I hope they enjoyed this little spiel. I hope you didn't get a little confused on where we were going. But I just wanted to say, if you're a straight man, stay out of those rompers. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate me being able to say how I want to say things. And thank you.
So with a woman trying to be with a black man, and they want to be with a black man, and they want to be with a man that they love, but then what is, if they, I don't know, what is that? Is that? That's my question.
That's not a question, that's a statement.
Huh?
That's not a question. I didn't hear a question anywhere.
Okay. Okay.
You gotta ask me a question. You said if a black woman...
I asked you the question that if you want to be with a black man and all of a sudden for the people out there that the black man wants to be with a man or a woman, what is that about?
What do you mean?
Does that disturb you with black men that you want to be with, but then they like men? That's what the question is.
Well, you know what, the unfortunate
is that hard? Is that hard?
Mm-mm. Because there's a lot that's been going on for years. That's nothing new. It's not hard anymore. Just
so how do the black women deal with that?
They don't. There's not nothing they can do. What can you do? You know, you can't change it. You just can't change it. Person that's gay, that wants to be with a man, it just, they just is what it is. And, you know, you got to move on. This has been going on for years. This is not new to any short of the imagination. We've always been, black women have always been short when it comes to men. Either they're in the pen, now they're gay, you know, and then before they were gay or in the pen or gay or in the pen. So, you know, we've always been having that situation. We've always had to fight our way. You know, black woman is resilient. We are strong when we don't want to be. You know, we want to be dainty too. We have a dainty part of us sometimes. We don't want to be soft. We just got to be.
You heard it from the hummingbird.
That's right.
The hummingbird. He just told where it is, and it's real and it's beautiful because listening to hummingbird is so beautiful. So, okay, here we go. I'm going to go to some Nettie Queasy Johnson, and he's talking about a couple issues and stuff like that. So let's just go to the music.
Now tell me something, Mr. Government Man, tell me something. How long you really feel you coulda keep we on the heel when the truth done reveal about how you grab and feel about how you make it cookie deal, make it cookie deal, eh? Well down in Southall, where speech to get fall, the Asians them farm up a human wall, against the fascists and them police shield. And them show that the Asians got plenty deal, got plenty deal, got plenty deal. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. Now tell me something, Mr. Polly Forkman, tell me something. How long you really think we would have take your back leg, the jackboot kick? The dirty bag of sugar and your racist politics. Your racist politics, eh? Well, down in Bristol, they had no pistol. But them chase your Babylon away. And you should have seen your Babylon, how them really run away. You should have seen your Babylon, then. Pick up that gear, pick up that gear, pick up that gear. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're
we're winning victory. Now tell me something, Mr. Right Wing Man, tell me something. How long you really feel we would have traveled and spill when so much murder concealed? When the wound can't heal, when we feel the way we feel, feel the way we feel. Well, there was toxic, and there was mass side, and a lot of other places where the police had to hide. Well, there was Brixton, and there was Chapel Town, and a lot of other places that was burned to the ground, burned to the ground, burned to the ground. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory. It is no mystery, we're making history. It is no mystery, we're winning victory.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.